Hi there, you are listening to the Warrior's Way podcast. This is episode 141, and I am James Eek, and we are out for a little bit of a stroll, listening to birds chatter away. I hope you're all doing well. So what we're going to talk about today is suffering and ignorance. And I mean ignorance in the actual meaning of it, as in I have no idea that this thing even existed. I mentioned it in a previous podcast, actually, that most people aren't even aware of their suffering. And to get to, you know, where you can be, you need to actually understand what suffering is and what it comes from, and then what you can do with it. The way I can explain this is a lot of people, for instance, don't like working out. Some people don't even know that they should work out. I mean, if you think about it, how many people actually get up and do their, you know, 10,000 steps every day, or get up a bit early and lift some weights, right? Very few people actually, when you get down to it. But I think most of us understand that that's what the body needs. The body wants to move. I saw a quote recently that is that motion is the lotion. And I really like that. I'm like, man, every time that I have this achy or that achy, I'm just going to get up and move and see how true that is. And I don't know about you, but I found that it is actually very accurate. You know, you have something achy and you get up and move around a bit, just like your grandparents probably said when you wiped out. you get up and walk it off, and surprise, surprise, you feel better. Now, you know, the reality is that there's lots of different kinds of suffering, and I'm not talking about necessarily the uber kind of suffering that's in the world. You know, like famine and, you know, the suffering caused by others in wars. But at the same time, I kind of am. When it comes down to it, the reality is that we all kind of view different people and different things kind of like they're our enemy, you know, and, you know, sometimes for very good reason, perhaps, and sometimes for really no reason. We just decide that, you know, this person isn't our friend, this person is different, this person is against us, this person hurt us, or whatever else. And then we end up carrying around that sort of baggage, for lack of a better word. The reality is people are not the enemy. Ignorance is the enemy. Whether that's your own ignorance, whether that's your own, well, let's just face it, it's almost always our own ignorance. We can look at somebody who has wronged us as a terrible, terrible person, or we can look at them like they're one of the most valuable teachers that we've ever had, if we used whatever it was that caused them to get into your brain as a negative thing and turn it into something positive. People that don't like us can make us examine our own lives. People that, you know, that maybe we've wronged them somehow in their minds, and they then take that and turn it, and they want vengeance, or they want, you know, to get some sort of conclusion in their lives based on what they perceive you as having done. And you can for sure take all that on you and, you know, walk around like you're walking on something painful for the rest of your life because, oh my goodness, there's somebody that doesn't like me. Or you can, you know, put on your big boy, big girl pants and take a look at it and actually examine it. Don't let the ignorance drive you. Instead, turn that the other direction and gain some knowledge from it. And that's far more useful. When we look at people and things as our teachers, and I mean everything, you know, the reality is we can learn from every single thing in this life if we allow ourselves to. There's that saying that, you know, when, now I'm not even going to be able to think of what that saying is. When a teacher is needed, one appears, or something to that effect. And there's a lot of truth in that. I don't know if you've noticed that, but generally in this life, we get exactly what we need. And the surprising thing is, if we don't get what we need right then, guess what? You get to repeat that process and the teacher will appear again until you learn those lessons that are intended for you. And that's pretty cool. Now, going back a little bit, like we were talking about when it came to, you know, acknowledging our own suffering and the suffering of those around us, I think that's a very, very important thing to start to see in our lives, is just how much suffering there really is in our lives and in our world that we create by our own, you know, mental consciousness streams, our own insecurities, our own drama, and how much we create for other people through our reactive emotions and our, you know, rush to make comments. And even those little things that we do that we don't really think too much of it, you know, like I mentioned before, you know, when you're walking around and you're not watching where you're walking, and undoubtedly you're squashing lots of things without thinking about it underfoot. And we all do it. But all of this, it just kind of adds to this great big ball of sadness and suffering when it doesn't really need to. Instead, you can live your life trying to mitigate that. So not giving in to reactive emotions or trying to catch them as they're happening. Trying to avoid undue, you know, suffering from the things that you do. Now, let's face it, you know, you're not going to avoid every little bug. You're going to get a mosquito buzzing in your ear and landing on your neck, and without even thinking about it, you're going to end up swatting it. And, you know, this is just part of human life. The reality is not that we all want to think about it, but there's all these little microbiomes everywhere. You and me and everything is covered by little critters that they just want to exist, I'm sure, in their own way. And then we end up killing them off, washing our hands, and just living our lives. But when we really start to take a look at this enhanced view of our lives and this view of, you know, the ultimate reality of, you know, just how much suffering that there is in the world around us, it makes us have this kind of paradigm shift in our view of things. Everything becomes far more fragile. Everything becomes, you know, something that you could do something to help make it better. And when you come to think of it, ultimately that needs to be not just, you know, the centermost important thing in your training, but the most important thing in your life. It's easy to go through our lives with blinders on and not seeing what our actions cause and what the actions of others cause, and thinking that it's all about, you know, the dollar signs in your bank account or you know, your national identity or your property or your territory or all these endless things that swirl around us, you know, and it doesn't make you happy. Let's face it. None of the things that, or few of the things, I should say, that we believe our, you know, existence is actually about, that we believe will make us happy. Actually, when it comes down to it, none of that stuff makes us happy. You can never make enough money. You can never, you know, do a whole lot of things that you've been led by society to believe is, you know, the ultimate truth to happiness, if that's the right word. You can get far more from making your center of being be all about helping others. And that's going to make your life a whole lot better. It's going to make you see things a whole lot differently when it's not about money, when it's not about you, when it's not about, you know, making yourself appear to be something that you're really not and you never were. When it comes down to it, the ignorance that we all, you know, kind of hoist aboard and just let play causes us so much grief. And hopefully for most of us, we reach a point where we really start to see this and we really start to understand that it's our own ignorance of so many things that has led us down a whole lot of different roads that we could otherwise have avoided. So what do we do with all of this? Well, there's a whole lot that you can do. I think the first thing that you have to try to really understand is that it's not all about you. It's actually about everything else. Or another way to look at it is, imagine if in your life, what you can do is make other people's lives, other creatures' lives, and this world a better place for you having been in it, instead of it all being about you. Now, that's not always an easy thing to do, but it's a useful thing to do. So, you know, if you're one of those martial arts folks, when you're on the mats, make it about the other person, not about your view, not about what you think is, you know, the important thing. Make it about helping that other person. And in terms of your walkabout life, that's equally as important, that what you're fostering within yourself is actually about that enhanced, expanded view. What am I doing to make this world a better place today? This moment, right now. What am I doing to help these people? Now, that doesn't mean that you have to necessarily be, you know, the savior of the universe. Because you can't just, you know, have a blanket and be like, oh, I'm just going to help everybody. Because that doesn't always work either. And let's face it, there's a whole lot of people in this world that, you know, for whatever reason, they too have made some pretty rotten choices. And not all the time can you help. It's just that sad and that simple, unfortunately. So we can do our best, though. We can think about what it is that our lives are about. We can be there for other people. Or as I explained to my kids' classes, we can be a good friend. We can help those little bugs and those little animals and, you know, feed the little birds and the little rabbits and the little whatever else is in your backyard. We can be kind to strangers. We can try to help people out. Because the opposite of that is a very dark and sad world. You know, we don't need more violence, and we don't need more violent people. We need people that care about each other. We need people that want this world to be a better place. We need people that are doing their little bit to make all of that possible. And in that kind of way, if you think about it, if all of us did that little bit, if all of us understood that it's not about us, if all of us understood that, you know, we're all in this together, if all of us tried to help each other, if all of us tried to support one another, if all of us tried to not say rotten things about each other, if all of us tried to help this planet, things would arguably or not, they would get better. I may be naive in thinking that that is literally the magic that we need. And it's what I try to do myself. And if I think about it, it's probably why I do this. So my advice to you is examine that kind of concept. Try to understand what you can do. Think about it. It doesn't have to be what anybody else does. It can be your own way. It has to be, actually, because then it's sustainable. If you do things just because, you know, this person said, or that person said, or this religion says, those things, you know, they're good. And maybe you'll be able to do it for a little while. But really what you need is to have a path and a way that is yours, that you can stick with, and that is going to make the changes that you want to see in your own life and in the world that you live in. So some things to think about, right? See what you can do today that makes this world not about you. See what you can do this week that makes you a good friend to the people that you have in your immediate circle and a little bit wider out there as well. So thanks a lot for listening to this podcast. Leave a 5-star review or a 20-star review while you're at it. Check out the website, warriorsway.ca. And until next time, train hard, have fun, and be a great friend. Thanks.